The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, I'm Craig Anderson. Welcome to another edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. I hope you enjoyed my chat with Zach Fitzgerald the other day. He's certainly going to be a character when he arrives soon. But it's time to get to the new business, and you'll probably be aware that Brayhead Clan have made yet another signing. In case you don't, let me fill you in. This player's returning for a second season after a campaign where he scored 4 goals and registered 35 assists from defence in 56 games. He became a popular player among the fans after signing from Austrian side Dornbirner last summer. On the line, I'm delighted to say, is none other than the man himself, Scott Arson. Welcome back to Brayhead Clan, Scott. Now, you told me last season you enjoyed life in Glasgow. How important a factor was that in helping you decide to return?
Yeah, I mean, that obviously plays a really big factor. You know, whenever you're returning at any level of hockey, and, you know, not only having the familiarity and kind of knowing your way around town and, you know, feeling comfortable, that's one thing, but also just the fact that Glasgow and, you know, the Brayhead area is such a great spot to be, it's also just like a big plus for me as well. And yeah, I mean, that's all obviously a pretty big factor in the decision.
Now, the club reached the playoffs and finished in the top half of the Elite League table last year. From your own point of view, do you feel as though there's unfinished business that you have to get sorted out first?
Yeah, I think so, and I think most guys on the team from last year would agree as well. I mean, you know, we obviously had a fairly successful year, and in terms of, you know, the short history of, you know, the Clan, it was the most successful year they've had. But I think everyone in the room, and, you know, as well as the coaches and the rest of the organization, knew that we kind of, you know, we went through some injuries throughout the year, which didn't help us, and, you know, we did, you know, try our hardest and try to battle through all the adversity that we faced. But I feel like there's still another level we can take it to. And, you know, speaking with Ryan and, you know, with some of the other guys that have already signed back to return, it sounds like we're gearing up for another really successful season. And, you know, we'd like to improve on how we finished last year for sure.
How much did you enjoy working with Ryan Finnerty last year? How much did he help your game in particular?
I thought Ryan was a really good coach. He's the type of coach that I personally like. Whereas he, you know, he'll help you out and he'll get on you when you need, you know, you need a little motivation. But for the most part, he treats the players with a lot of respect and maturity, and he kind of lets you, you know, worry about your own game unless you need to be told something. And, you know, otherwise he'll leave you alone if, you know, you don't need to be telling, you don't need some help, but he's kind of also recognizing when you do need, you know, those odd times where you need to be spoken to or you might need some help with a certain area of your game. And, yeah, he helped me grow as a player last year. I thought I was able to kind of develop in certain areas that I haven't always been as strong in. And so last year that helped me a lot, and I'm looking to carry that forward, you know, this year and the rest of my future career.
Now, we've seen a few changes to the roster. We've seen a lot of guys come back, but there has been a few changes. The one significant one is Zach Fitzgerald coming in as a player assistant coach. He's replacing Kevin Bergen, of course. How big a difference does that make in terms of, you know, you're dealing with someone else, and from a coaching point of view, how big a difference will that make?
It's going to make a difference, but I think having Ryan back as a head coach is going to help tremendously. And then, you know, having a different assistant coach, a player assistant coach, it's going to be different for a little while, but I don't think it it'll take long, and, you know, I haven't really spoken or met with Zach yet, but just from hearing about him and hearing what he has to say, it sounds like he's a great guy, and he's going to be not only a great player for us, but also a great leader and a great, you know, assistant coach for us as well. So I think it'll be good for everyone.
Now, we've seen some big signings made across the league so far this summer by all the teams. Do you think that the league is going to be much tighter next season when you consider how tight it was last year?
Yeah, like you said, I thought last year it was already a pretty tight league, a lot of parity between, you know, most teams. And like you said, seeing some of the signings this year and certain players kind of switching teams, you know, amongst different teams in the league, it seems like more teams are balancing out, and that top level of team isn't, you know, it's not really such thing anymore, because I feel like most of the teams are pretty even now, and everyone has their strengths and their weaknesses, but it seems like everyone's kind of, you know, getting some pretty decent players at all different positions, whether it be forward, defense, or goaltender. So it's, you don't want to read too much into it right now in the summer, but, you know, looking at it right now, it looks like it's going to be an even tighter and tougher league, a lot more competition.
Now, you can give us a wee bit of insight here as a player. There's 5 or 6 months between seasons over here, as you know, and that can feel really long for the fans. Speaking for myself, it's felt like a really long summer. But what's it like as a player? How do you fill that gap?
Are you talking about the end of last season until we start again?
Yeah, just as a player, what's it like during the summer? Do you wish you could keep going? Are you happy to have the break? You know, just give us an insight into what it's like for a player during the summer.
Yeah, after the season ends, especially, I mean, I guess the playoffs aren't quite as long in the elite league, but it's still, you know, the tougher hockey that you're going to play throughout the year. And, you know, after all that and playing the end of the season, when you're coming down the stretch and every game is a little bit tougher and a little bit harder on the body, I think at the end of the year, you kind of, you know, take a few steps back from hockey and you try to get away from the rink for a bit and away from the gym and let the body heal, relax for a few weeks at least. I know I do. And, you know, but after that, you sort of get the itch again already, and you definitely miss being in the room, being around the guys, and you miss being at the rink every day. And sometimes practice might be tougher and they might scale a little harder, but you do miss having that and being there with those guys as well, you know, every day, day in, day out. So I guess, you know, you kind of take a few weeks break or a month break or whatever it is, and you slowly get back in the gym, and then later on in the summer, you slowly get back onto the ice and start skating again. So it builds up, but yeah, I think, you know, at first you need a little bit of a break, but after that, I know I get the itch pretty quickly, and you get antsy, and you want to start the next season right away.
Now, final question. What excites you most about coming back to Brayhead Clan and coming back to Glasgow in particular?
I don't know. I mean, there's so many good things about it last year. Not only do we have great fans and great support throughout the community, I think, you know, having the continuity and having Ryan back as a head coach and already seeing some of the guys from last year re-signing, that's always great to see, because, you know, you don't want to go back to a team where it's a complete different set of faces. So, I mean, that's great. And I think, like you said, it's just the unfinished business part is, you know, we feel we still have a ways to go, and we know we're still going up from here. And so it's kind of exciting to see, you know, how we're building throughout the summer. And, you know, they've been patient signing guys, and all they wanted to really do their homework on guys and make sure they're making the right signings. So it's good to be a part of, and, you know, I'm really excited to get back and, you know, finish even higher in the league this year and hopefully be winning a championship at the end of the year.
Good stuff, Scott. Well, thanks very much for joining us. I'm sure the fans will be delighted to have you back on board as well. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Greg.
And that's Scott Arson, who's back for next season. Well, that's all from me for another edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Tune in soon, and I'll have the next player lined up to talk about signing for Brayhead Clan. If you want to catch up with the latest at the club, have a go on the website, brayheadclan.com. Also on the Facebook page, and also on Twitter at Brayhead_clan. Just before I go though, just to remind you that the fixtures are now out for the 2014-15 season. Brayhead Clan take on Belfast Giants on Saturday the 6th of September in the Challenge Cup. That's a 7 o'clock face-off. And then the Clan are away at Hull Stingrays on the 7th of September. That's a 6 o'clock face-off as well. Tickets will be on sale very soon, so make sure you keep an eye on the website for that information as and when it comes. Also, a couple of friendlies to be announced in due course as well. So keep it Brayhead Clan on the website, on Facebook and in Twitter, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.